The victims in all this are regular people. The workers who lose their factory jobs in Detroit and Johannesburg. The workers who get the factory jobs in Shenzhen and Dhaka. Jobs that are by this point so degraded that some employers install nets along the perimeters of roofs to catch employees when they jump, or where safety codes are so lax that workers are killed in the hundreds when buildings collapse. The greatest tragedy of all is that so much of this was eminently avoidable. We knew about the climate crisis when the rules of the new trade system, NAFTA, were being written. A strong coalition of North American labor and environmental groups opposed NAFTA precisely because they knew it would drive down labor and environmental standards. For a time, it even looked as if they would win. But they didn't. And here we are.